Good morning, good evening, and good night, and welcome to the Amateur Otaku Podcast. I'm going to be your host for tonight, Jamie, aka Swiper, and the show we're going to be talking about tonight is The Rising of the Shield Hero, season number 3. Now, if you're like myself, it's been a little while since you've seen The Rising of the Shield Hero, and part of that is due to, you know, the tragedy of Billy Kometsu's passing, which he was the English VA for Naofumi, our main character. So I hope that, you know, the new VA is enjoying the role and able to live up to the standard that Billy Kometsu was able to set. But yes, this new season is coming out. It's finally here, and I want to talk about it, and we're going to dig into some spoilers. So if you have not seen the first episode of season 3, Dark Colosseum, then go watch that, come back here, and we can have a discussion. So we've got two different kind of plots going on. One is more of a subplot in this episode, and that being Naofumi and going into Melomark, the kingdom of Melomark, talking with the queen about what to do for the next wave and the arrival of the Phoenix, which is going to be the next big boss that he has to fight. And we don't really get any kind of resolution there. It is the beginning of the season, though, so we have to give them a little bit more time before they finally start to figure things out. But something that Naofumi does figure out, well, something that he knows, firstly, is that he wants to continue to take care of the people of his village. And secondly, he wants to support the people of Lurelona, I believe is how you say it, which is the village that Raftalia, one of his companions, I don't believe Philo came from the village, but Raftalia definitely came from that village. It's a village full of demi-humans that was basically taken over and all of the occupants became slaves. So Naofumi, after talking with the queen of Melomark, he goes into the kingdom, and we're able to see that even though the religion changed from being about the three heroes, excluding the shield hero, so those heroes would be the bow hero, the sword hero, and the spear hero. Now the religion includes the shield hero, but the kingdom, the people of the kingdom still do not recognize Naofumi as a hero or as, I guess, somebody to be respected. He's still considered that, like, taboo hero, the hero that doesn't do great things and all of that, even though he's saved them a number of times at this point. But, you know, people gonna be people, I guess. But I'm glad we get to see the blacksmith is still in town, still doing well. I really enjoy his character. The blacksmith is one of the first characters that Naofumi, or he might actually be the first character that Naofumi meets in Rising of the Shield Hero that doesn't write him off just because he is the shield hero, so the only weapon that he can use is a shield. Like, I think the blacksmith almost saw it as a challenge, like, okay, how do I make this guy, like, a formidable warrior, or, like, you know, able to handle his own, even though he's just carrying a shield, which I think is really cool. So I'm glad he's still involved. Hopefully we'll get to see more of him, and if it's anything like the first two seasons, we definitely will get to see more of him. So I'm looking forward to seeing what new shields and upgrades he's able to create. Naofumi also goes back to the slave trader or slave master, and come to find out he sold off all of his slaves because I believe slavery has been outlawed in the kingdom. So before that was officially put in place, he sold off all of his slaves to all kinds of different kingdoms and towns in the surrounding area. So now Naofumi is going to search these different places so that he can get more of the demi-humans back from Lurelona village and bring them to his own village. I think because there was so much going on in season 2 with the fight with the spirit tortoise and different people that we were introduced to, some of which, you know, we're not going to see in this third season due to their deaths or whatever it may be, it was kind of hard to hold on to the thread of, like, you know, Naofumi wants to help the demi-humans because he sympathizes with them and the fact that, like, you know, people see them as less than, and also the fact that he wants to help Raftalia because Raftalia was also She is a demi-human, and she was a part of this village where she was separated from them and became a slave. I don't know, it feels strange. Like, we had a lot of intense, like, gearing up to big battles and, like, a few battles along the way towards the spirit tortoise. But now that we're kind of pulled things back and we're looking at it from a, I guess just a smaller scale in terms of, like, you know, what are our goals? What are we trying to accomplish? Like, what does it take to get there? I don't know. I can't say that I feel negatively about it. It's just, it feels like a weird change. Like, I thought maybe the show was going in a different direction with season two, but now it seems we're back on the path that we were on season one. So we'll see what happens when the Phoenix arrives in the next wave. And then for the main plot of this episode, after Nalfoy talks with the slave master, he finds out that there were some slaves that were sold off to a village called Sotobe. So he goes to Sotobe and he meets the slave master that's there. Coincidentally, the two slave masters are related, and they're like nephew and uncle. And finds out that these slaves that he's looking for are quite expensive because other people are also looking for the same ones. So that's kind of interesting. So he does not have enough money to pay for all these slaves. But the slave master kind of says, you know, your pocket's a little light. I got something for you that you might be able to do. So, of course, he leads him to an underground fighting tournament where he can win some money in exchange for beating waves of enemies. So Naofumi, actually, interestingly enough, because I feel like a lot of anime, you find out there's a tournament, they sign up, they're fighting. Naofumi actually takes his time and spectates this tournament a little bit to see what's actually going on. He talks to one of the patrons at the bar, asks her about what the rules are for this tournament, like who all's participating, who all's involved, because there are sponsors involved in this tournament that will give out weapons and different things like that. So he pretty much gets the lowdown before deciding, okay, Rattalia, Philo, and also Kizuna, who joined the squad once again to support them on this journey to help the demi-humans. Now for me decides, like, okay, the classic three, himself, Philo, and Rattalia are going to join this tournament. They're going to fight. They're going to pretend that they're weaker than they actually are, so that way the bets go up. They're going to bet on themselves, so that way they can get that payout at the end. Like, this was very well thought out, and they even went so far as putting a veil over the, you know, if you're watching Jujutsu Kaisen, lots of veils, but they put a veil over the arena, so that way what the spectators are seeing aren't actually what's happening inside the ring. So the veil makes it look like they're struggling even more than they actually are. So of course, bets go up once again. So Naofumi is really making a racket out of this tournament, pretty much. And we end off with their first victory in the ring. So this was a really interesting first episode for the season. Really different from what we had seen with the second season, and especially a departure from the finale of the second season with now, you know, us calming down from defeating the Spirit Tortoise. And I'm happy the show is back and ready to get back into it. So you guys will have to let me know down in the comments, what did you think about this episode? What were your favorite moments? And tell me, you know, what do you think about this village that they've gone to, this underground fighting ring? I know that fighting tournaments and, like, fighting rings, those kind of things, they're somewhat of a trope in anime. Were you guys feeling this one, or did you guys not really dig it so much? I would love to hear your feedback. But yeah, if you've enjoyed this review, make sure to hit the like button and subscribe, so that way you get notifications on when the next review across the Otaku channel comes out. And until next time, have it awesome, stay awesome. Peace.